Bad Takes in Boston, NFL Draft Preview.
Let's get right into it, Jackson. We're back. I know the people have missed us. It's been a long time. I couldn't tell you the last time we did a podcast.
Brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. Use code BTB for 15% off.
Throwing out sponsorships now?
Fake sponsorships. They'll hear that, hear how good that sounded, and send us checks. Could you imagine if we were getting residual checks from like dumb 8-year-olds using our code on like Raid Shadow Legends or NordVPN? Like
Fortnite codes.
we could do this.
Yesterday, we do want our listeners to give us some feedback on this. Jack came up with this idea that we should make a Patreon, and I wanted to hear what everyone thinks of us if we had a Patreon.
We could have merch.
We could have merch, and then also to sell the Patreon a little bit more. If we did do one, it wouldn't just be football. We would talk about whatever. Like, if I want to talk about the moon landing, I'll talk about the moon landing.
I'm shocked how seriously you're taking this idea, because I didn't. I kind of said it thinking like, you know what, like maybe my mom would do it. Well, like okay, but I'm telling you, like we could get merch. We could like behind the stage pat. Like, could you imagine like getting to meet one of us? You know, like
You could come to our studio.
We can give you a behind-the-stage tour of the BTV studios. Can you imagine that? People don't, like, often get to see that side of this, you know? Like,
exactly. I think it's definitely something that if our viewers and listeners are interested in, we could make happen.
Come to Tomas's room, see his Tony Romo fathead he's got on the wall.
I don't have a Tony Romo fathead. I have a signed Tony Romo, Jason Witten picture.
He has a Tony Romo fathead,
no,
and
I
a
don't.
Des Bryant fathead, and a Yuli Gurriel fathead.
You know I have neither one of those things.
Let me ask you, if over half of you think that that's a possibility, please let me know. Please let me know. Like, you know what? Let's make that a poll in the comments to see who they think is telling the truth. You know, you could do that with Spotify.
Yeah, I can't do that. Who's telling the truth?
Yeah,
I have a fathead of either Tony Romo, Des Bryant, or Yuli Gurriel in my room.
Yes.
Okay. I do not. I don't. I don't.
I swear to God, everybody, I wouldn't lie. Pope just died. I'm telling the truth.
You're so. Oh my gosh. Okay. Whatever. We're moving past that. We're getting to what the people are here for. It's the NFL draft. We're 2 days out, man.
Yeah.
2 days away.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
I'm personally freaking out because I do want to start with this.
I'm pressed about all of this.
I want to start with this because yesterday, I placed, I'm going to say, a sizable wager, okay? And I want to hear what everyone thinks about it because I think it's a lock. I think they're giving out free money. I'm knocking on wood right now. But me and Jack talked about this yesterday, so I'm just going to say it out loud for the people. It's Tet McMillan to be the first wide receiver drafted that's not Travis Hunter. Will Campbell is the first offensive lineman drafted. And Tyler Warren is the first tight end drafted. And those three parlay together plus chicken.
I want to – could you show me the thing real quick? Because I want to acknowledge something that I think is ridiculous. The odds on all of these make, like, very little sense. For instance, Tyler Warren is definitely going to be the first tight end taken. Colston Loveland is the second guy. And I'm going to be honest, after looking at this tight end class, it's kind of a weak tight end class. It is very top heavy with Tyler Warren, but Colston Loveland is not the same player. Colston Loveland's a good player. He's going to be a high second round, late first round guy from Michigan who could absolutely transform a team like, spoiler alert, like the Chargers. But comparing him to Tyler Warren, it's no contest. Tyler Warren's a much more complete prospect. Tet McMillan absolutely has an insane ability and has insane size, insane measurables. With the after Travis Hunter option, I think it's a no contest, especially when you consider it to the fact that, like,
it's Matthew Golden or Luther Burden or
Luther Burden is falling. Luther Burden's falling. I frankly have him going in the second round, to be honest. Igbuka's going up. I think that moving up in his stead. But the weird thing, everybody, the weird thing right now is that Will Campbell to be the first offensive lineman drafted is -1100.
He's now 10:50 today, -1050. So he did go down. So
but,
I placed
but
this last
weird.
Night.
That's
no,
weird.
No, it is.
That's
so
weird.
I placed this last night. This morning when I woke up because I wanted to see if I screwed myself, right? Tet McMillan has moved from -210 to -220. Will Campbell went from -1100 to -1050. And now Tyler Warren is like -470 to be the first tight end drafted. So feeling good because the parlay is no longer plus money if you wanted to do it now. So I'm gonna kind of freak out because
No, this is a lock, guys.
the only way I'm freaking out is if by somehow, some way, and it's gonna be ironically funny that it'll be the Giants that screw
Yeah.
me if they take Shadur at three. Because I think if that happens, that means either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter is gonna be there at four, and I think the Pats are gonna take that whoever over Will
You
Campbell.
know what? I think the best way to do this then is to talk while talking about this, breaking down this bet, is to just go into our first round and slowly break it down, because we're not very different at all for at least the first couple picks.
No, I get that, but like the point of what I'm saying is like the only way that Will Campbell I feel like doesn't go top five
Yeah.
is if the Giants like draft Shedeur Sanders at three.
No, because I'll be honest, I think well, I'm just getting into it. I guess that's kind of like my point,
I
because
mean,
I can't
sure.
do it without talking
I
about
mean,
like my
yeah, but like in my head, I'm just
yeah.
saying, like, I just kind of want you to agree with me
No,
there.
I
You know what
agree.
I mean?
Well,
Like,
I don't necessarily agree, because I think
I'm just saying, if let's say,
Will
let's just.
Campbell's going to be a Patriot. Will Campbell is going to be a New England Patriot.
You don't. So, who do you think if they didn't take Will Campbell at four? Like, who would have to be there for them not to take Will Campbell?
Who
That's the
would
point
have
of what
to?
I'm
No,
saying.
the whole point of what. The reason why I think the minus 1100 is so weird is because Will Campbell has had a not character assassination, because it's not his character, but like draft stock assassination for seemingly no reason, seemingly because the arm's length discourse has started to take place. And let me tell you, everybody, the arm's length discourse is unfortunately some of the strongest propaganda I have ever seen. I have met very intelligent people who believe in the arm's length discourse, who are otherwise logical and smart, intelligent human beings. And they think that because of like 3/4 of an inch, a man who has some of the best offensive line, like footwork ever, is like gonna be a guard. Like, are you serious? And I'll tell you what is actually crazy. If you go on like Pat's Twitter, Pat's Instagram, there's a lot of people who are like, I don't want Will Campbell. And they're
Why?
making memes about it. There's like a Family Guy clip where like Peter has a, there's an episode where Peter has like really short arms.
Yeah,
Like
yeah,
he has this
yeah,
thing.
yeah,
And
yeah,
everyone's using that to be like, this is Will Campbell, literally Will Campbell, because he's like fat and large and has like little arms.
But I don't get that. I
I
don't
don't get it
understand
either, but
that.
it's working.
He didn't like
And
go.
our Armon Membo is shooting up.
I think he goes top 10, but like,
Totally,
I
totally.
just would absolutely lose my mind if Will Campbell isn't picked before him because, dude, he played at LSU,
Yeah.
and how many sacks did he
Multi-year
give?
starter.
How many sacks did he give up?
Oh man. I mean, like
It
he
was like
probably gave up
some,
like
it was like
three.
some stupid number though.
He oh, I don't know off the top of my head. You're gonna have to PFF that real quick.
Let me
But
look.
the thing I like about Will Campbell, because okay, spoiler alert, we'll get into this. Each of us have it going Ward Titans, Hunter Browns, Carter Giants. We'll break that down for a second, but the Will Campbell discourse has been needing to be talked about, so let's talk about it. We are Bad Takes in Boston. Will Campbell, and any offensive lineman will tell you this, and there's a reason why the people who I know who played offensive line with me, whether in college or high school or whatever, when I talk about this, they immediately are like, the arm's length discourse is dumb and has like very little logical sense. Because if you take these guys who have like ridiculously long arms just because of some analytical like concept you have in your head, that brings you down the road of chasing dudes like Ikem Ekwonu, chasing dudes like Julian Davenport, Evan Neal,
Yep.
these like
Yeah.
relatively, depending on who you ask, busts to like mid players. I'd say depending on where they're all drafted, they're all busts. And these guys who are overly using their arm length to cover up the fact that their footwork is garbage. And Will Campbell has fantastic footwork. And if you're telling me that if you are the Patriots and you want a guy to block,
For Drake May for the next 10 years.
to protect your franchise quarterback and be the guy who is going to lock him down and be not just like a good player, but a leader in that line. Although it is interesting. It is interesting, though, speaking about the Patriots and the offensive line, based on the inside scoop I learned recently.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not gonna
Time
I
out.
can't say who.
Time out before you get in that. Because I did
Yeah,
say it.
sorry,
Will Campbell,
go ahead.
over his 3 seasons at LSU, gave up 5 sacks, a total of 5 sacks in 3 years.
As a left tackle in the SEC, that especially with half that time being with Garrett Nussmeier,
No,
right? Yeah, who like it wasn't exactly like some NFL dude who is just who can read make reads like fantastically,
I'm
you
gonna look
know?
up how many sacks other dude gave up.
The sack numbers is it's difficult to like portray because I'm willing to bet most of those came like when he was willing. I will say the
He
one.
gave up three as he gave up five. Three of them was as a true freshman.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's
In
nuts.
his 3 years at Missouri, he allowed a total of 3 sacks. So he's the same way. He
But
also
Amon Mbeu, I don't think played for as long.
I don't think he was. I think he was only a 2 year starter. He was a 3 year. Yeah,
And I'll say
starter.
Will Campbell is definitely a lot more pro ready because Armon Membu, the big knock on him is obviously he's huge. That's great. He's very athletic. That's also great. Offensive linemen who do well in the 40 actually typically like do well in the NFL. It's like a much better indicator of success for them. The problem he's good and with these top 10 picks, you kind of have to really kind of get in the minutia, but I do think this is a big problem. He's good against the power, right? When a DN like power rushes him, he's good and like anchors well and is strong. He's athletic enough to like cover the speed, but in the NFL, all like good DNs do like the speed to power, and he's like just straight up not that great at that. The speed to power throws him off. He doesn't reassess his anchor after like really kind of like lunging out there with athleticism. And that's something that could obviously be improved upon, but putting him in the NFL where I think he's going to go in the AFC East, spoilers, maybe that's the Patriots. We don't know. But I think some of those AFC East defensive ends, and granted, it's not even like an amazing defensive end conference, but I think some of the top tier ones will eat his lunch in his first year. And that's my thing with him.
No, I think so too. And like, I guess with Will Campbell, it's just like we've been talking about this guy since last year. And all of a sudden, because his arms are what, a couple inches shorter than the next guy, we're talking about, oh, he's gonna fall. No,
He didn't
no.
get a DUI. He didn't get like criminal allegations.
We're talking about a guy whose arms are a little shorter that no one cared about until now, which is.
Yeah, you
A
think
part
when.
of me thinks it's all smoke. Like, it literally, because my thing is this, hear me out. Considering how I think 100% surefire confident are on Tet McMillan being like the first receiver outside Travis Hunter, for the books to make Will Campbell like minus 1,000, in my head, I'm like, dude, we're over.
There must be
Come
some.
on. There's
Yeah, but it's
nothing.
Mike Vrabel. It's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's Mike MF and Vrabel. Like he wants the trenches. Like I wouldn't be shocked if they go offensive defensive line like three times in this draft. You know, like we don't even know, like especially because well, that's the other thing. They could just be goofy and go like, if the I don't know, like if someone takes Shadur in that top three,
Make a trade.
that would leave Abdul Carter.
Well, apparently, both the Giants and the Browns are shopping number two and number three right now, but
Kind of would be terrible
I don't
for
think that
us.
ends up happening.
Can I talk about the
Anyway,
Giants now? Can I talk about the draft now?
I thought we were gonna tell about our breaking news about the Pats.
Oh yeah, you're right. Good call.
We do have to get into this. How do you want to set that up? We're not
Well,
gonna
I'm
stick
not
to a
gonna. I'm not.
box.
Yeah. We're gonna protect our sources here. Me and Tomas are educated young men, striving for advanced degrees,
Doctorate degrees.
doctorates, degrees. Actually, you can call us doctor. And every year there is a kind of like prom.
Why'd you have to say prom? Like, couldn't you just say what it was?
What? Like, what would
Law?
you?
We had to say it's our barrister's ball, the
Yeah,
long ball. Why do you gotta say it's a
no,
prom?
we are a show for the common people. If I say barrister's ball,
Wait,
there'll
we could
be
say
like
the law
several
ball. No,
law ball makes it sound trashy.
everyone thinks it's a whatever. I don't care.
Law school prom, whatever.
Sure.
Tomas doesn't like that term. You can use whatever term you'd like for it. Anyway, I happen to see that a member they send out the seating chart. Someone on the seating chart had the same name as a member of the New England Patriots, and it wasn't like a Mike Jones, you know. It was a very specific name that I was like, oh, that's funny. But then I was like, okay, it's a guy with like the same name because it's not like the first name specifically wasn't super uncommon, but the last name is relatively uncommon. So I was like, okay, send it to my buddy, right, big Pats fan, friend of the show, Kyle Sweeney, and he goes, dude, I think that's actually him because he saw who was bringing this guy to the law ball,
No.
and he saw that the real guy on the Patriots, who he followed, follows that girl, and she goes to our school. And the whole time we're like, oh my God, this dude's gonna be there. And we're like, we can try to talk to him. You go. He wasn't overwhelmingly like tall dude, but he was pretty big.
I don't
And
think, okay, and I want to just chime in real quick because I'll say how my encounter was with him. But he did not, listen, I've met a couple NFL players. The and like think of like Von Miller, Mike Evans. I mean, those are the two that I could like really think of. Like I stood right next to them. Von Miller, not a big guy. Mike Evans, a very tall guy, and he looks like an NFL player. But I'm not gonna lie, this guy didn't have, considering what position he plays.
Well, he was a late round pick.
Considering what position he plays, let's just leave it at that. He was not as big as I thought he was going to be.
I also think they have him playing out of position, which
They
is part
also
of the
do. They
problem.
also do. We did talk about that.
But anyway, I looked it up, the picture of the NFL player. It's the guy. There he is. He's here
In the flesh.
in the flesh.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, all right. I got to talk to him, but I don't want to make it weird, right? My another friend of the show, Zachary Murano, hashtag keep pounding, says to me, he gives me an excellent idea. He goes, you should just go up behind him in line at some point
To get
and
drinks,
like,
because we're getting drinks. Yep.
when you're like at the bar or something, and like just like talk to him. And I'm thinking it's kind of like your like dad giving you advice on how to talk to a girl you have like a crush on or something, you know, you're like, oh, I don't want to do it. And he's like, oh, just truly. And I was like, ah, whatever, okay. So I'm very nervous. I go up behind him because I do eventually see him in the back of a line I didn't need to be in because I already had my drinks, but I was like, let's get some more drinks and try to do this. At one point, me and this dude make eye contact, and I go, hey, you're blah, blah, blah from the New England Patriots, right? Very natural way to answer a conversation. By the way, couldn't have been a nicer guy. Was very cool, very laid back.
Chiller,
I was
chiller.
probably a little much, to be honest, but I got to talk to him, and he was cool. He was there to me. He dabbed me up. I was like, so, who do you want the Patriots to draft? Like what position?
Mind you, the fourth overall pick.
Yes. And he gave me a very interesting answer. He said, cornerback or wide receiver? And I said to him, I go, that's a very interesting answer. And he goes, yeah. Something to think about. I don't know. Who, maybe he's talking
If
about getting Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky. Maybe he's talking about Jack Breck from TCU.
Will Johnson,
Or maybe people in the Patriots locker room are really interested in the idea of Travis Hunter. Anyway, as hard as
oh wow, I didn't even think
you
about
didn't even
that.
think about that?
No,
You didn't think
that one
that's
flew right,
instantly what I
yeah,
thought he was talking
that one
about.
flew right over my head,
That's what, well,
personally.
this, when he said cornerback or wide receiver, I'm like, he's not talking about Will Johnson. He's not talking about Tet McMillan.
About Travis
He's talking about Travis Hunter.
Okay, so I had a completely different interaction with the guy because
By the way,
Jack.
after that, I felt weird and waddled away. And the group of people he was with kind of like jokingly laughed, I guess being like, ah, you're like, they figured you out or whatever. But I was like, yeah, I might have butchered that social interaction. But anyway, very nice man. We won't say who.
So Jack comes up to me after this happens, tells me it happens, and I go, well, I need to go talk to him now. And at this point, I was feeling dangerous. So I decided to go up to him, and I actually didn't ask him anything about football, anything about sports.
I was kind of the sacrificial lamb for
Yeah,
that, yeah.
I went up to him while he was standing in line, and I said, "Hey man, I just want you to know that I know who you are. I respect your game." And I dabbed him up, and he dabbed me up, and he said, "Respect." And then I walked away.
Couldn't have seemed like a cooler guy. I
I'm
couldn't have seemed like a nicer dude.
sorry. I think that was one of the, that right there was a great, great thing to put into our pod. We
So
have to
that's our
talk about that.
exclusive scoop. Like Todd McShay doesn't have that.
Nope.
Mel Kiper
Nope.
doesn't have that.
We
Bad
have.
Takes in Boston has that source, okay?
Yep.
And that's why you people come here.
That's
So,
why we need a Patreon.
Tomas, well, now we can't because we just gave that information away for free.
That's the type of stuff we're going to put on the
And
Patreon.
guess what? He might be there next year. And who knows? Maybe Drake May will be there next year. Women of New England Law, start DMing these men because Bad Takes in Boston needs sources. So get on it immediately.
So let's get into our First round mock draft. I mean, that's what the people are here for.
Let's spend no time talking about Cam Ward, Tennessee.
Okay, yeah. Cam Ward, Tennessee, whoop-de-doo. I got Browns going Travis Hunter at two. You also have that.
But that isn't lock. But actually, I jumped the gun on the butt. You can continue. Sorry.
Okay. Abdul Carter,
I
Giants.
also have that. That's where all the noise has been. I think that would be a fantastic move. I think if any team could, any franchise has ever had like success with three defensive ends, it's the Giants. And I think Abdul Carter is a. I said this the other day. I don't know. You didn't give me your opinion at the time, but tell me what you think of this ranking of like, in my draft memory, defensive edge prospects. I
Okay.
would put Myles Garrett as the all-time best. I would put Aiden Hutchinson at number two of all-time best prospect.
Okay.
I would put Abdul Carter at three, and I would put him above guys like Von Miller, and I would put him above guys like. You know, obviously like Trayvon Walker and
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons, definitely.
I agree. I guess in our like recent history,
Better than Solomon Thomas.
No, I agree. I think Abdul Carter is a generational guy. I mean,
And that's why I don't want the Giants to trade back, but I think they're going to do something
I
stupid
just
now.
think that also too for the Giants, I mean, you put him, he can just do it all. And I think having a defense that you can trust, where you can have a guy who can rush the pass or stop the run and just do everything you could possibly need from a defensive end, you get with Abdul Carter. And I think that makes your life easier, because I'm sorry, I think if the Giants try and reach for like Shadur,
And apparently that's like what could happen. That's like what a lot of people are reporting right
but a
now.
part of me is like, if I'm the Giants, I would trade back into the first round. I wouldn't use three for Shadur when you have a chance to get Abdul Carter.
It's interesting because like
Like,
I
just make
never
the trade. Like, you know what I'm saying?
did you make this mock draft based off what you think teams should do or what you think will happen?
This is straight off of like how I see it going. Like, what teams will draft who, and like because of who they draft going forward. I mean, it's my mock draft. This is my
No,
thoughts
but
on
I
it.
guess for me, I was thinking like every time I was picking, I was like, I'm the GM of this team. These are the picks available. Who am I going to take? And with that, I took Hunter at two because he's a generational talent who will make any team better automatically. Carter at three. But Ryan Dunleavy, I was just listening to him on Talking Giants. By the way, a John Boy Media needs to protect its people a little better because they lost Bobby Skinner because they wouldn't take his contract. That's terrible. That's for like three people listening who are in on that drama. But Ryan Dunleavy of the New York Post, Giants beat reporter, was very big on like apparently John Mara is pushing them for Shedeur Sanders. And that scares the hell out of me. That scares the daylights out of me. And I like Shedeur more than I liked him a couple weeks ago when I was calling him a second round pick. And maybe he is a second round pick in like a better year draft, but that would be a very, very bad decision for how bad this team is right now.
No, I agree. I 100% agree with
But
that.
okay, you know what? Well, here's where it gets interesting, right? Because we both have Will Campbell going for. We already broke that down.
We have
What are the Jags doing?
I have the Jags getting Tent McMillan.
Yeah, I think that's a move.
And the reason why I think that is because people forget that they have an absolute dog in Brian Thomas, right? They have this young GM who's like 29 years old or 30 years old or something like that. I don't know how he got that job, first of all. Secondly, Liam Cohen is stepping in as their offense, as their head coach, who's the OC in Tampa Bay. They have Trevor Lawrence, right? They have running backs in the sense of like, you got Tank Bigsby, you got ETN, and you know what? I just don't. And you have some playmakers, right? You have some playmakers, let's just say that, right? And they got rid of Christian Kirk, and I'm like, okay, who else is playing receiver for this team?
Fair.
And I think if you put Tet McMillan, who is, my comparison to him is like Dez Bryant. I compare him to Dez Bryant. He didn't have the greatest
Don't
route.
insult him like that. He's better than that.
Who?
Des
I'm
Bryant.
talking about from a player comp
No, that's
position.
fair.
You know what
That's
I mean?
fair.
Like,
I'm joking
he's a
around.
big guy. He didn't have the greatest route tree at in college, but he could just go up and get the ball. He had all the physical tools. And I think if you pair a guy like Tet McMillan with a guy like Brian Thomas with Trevor Lawrence, you're going to do some very explosive things on offense. Because the Bucs are going to want to score. I mean, not the Bucs. The Jags are going to score points.
They
You know what I
need
mean?
Trevor Lawrence to just be
decent.
more productive than he has
Yeah.
been.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think McMillan would definitely help that. So I got him at five.
I stared at this for a long time because it was Tet McMillan or the guy who ended up going with, which is Mason Graham. And where'd you have Mason Graham going?
Nine.
Nine. See, I think because he's not that exciting, because he is like kind of like a three-tech defensive lineman, people aren't like aware of the raw talent he has. But I think in terms of raw talent, I think he is above, I'll be honest, guys like McMillan, Warren, Sanders for sure, Membu, Banks, Shamar Stewart, like Jahdae Barron, like any of these other top prospects who are in more valuable positions. Because he is frankly like if I would comp Mason Graham to anybody, it would be a slightly smaller Dexter Lawrence. The man is a freak. The man can pass rush like crazy. He is a rock solid anchor. He has fantastic athleticism. Any team that gets him will. All I gotta tell you, and if you want like kind of like a more like normie analysis, if any of you people have NCAA, play a couple games as Michigan and user Mason Graham, you will absolutely destroy any interior run play and get like pressure up the middle like pretty consistently. He is a fantastic player, and I think the Jags, they got a ton of holes in their roster. Impossibly large amount of holes. And Tet McMillan's a great player. I think he's the best pure receiver, frankly, in this class. I put him above Hunter in terms of catching the ball ability and running routes. But for me, I'm like, you just got to build in the trenches. You got to build down low. Like the Jaguars are not one receiver
No,
away.
I
They are
get it.
many,
No,
many players
I get it.
away.
I do.
And in that, obviously, you got to take Mason Graham.
So who do you got at six?
McMillan. It was between
Really? Okay,
yeah.
so I have six, Genty.
Yeah. No, and Jante is like,
I just
man.
see him go to the Raiders. He's the favorite in everything to go to the Raiders. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't draft that guy at six.
I let him drop a little bit, but I love him. I let him drop a
I
little bit.
don't think
He's
I
much
could. I
further
don't think
back
I
than
could.
mine.
I don't think I
I
could.
think the Raiders are so much further away than that, and there's so many good running backs here, especially in the second round, which I messed up, everybody. I also did a second round. We agreed to do one. I did a second because I got too excited. He's with the fact that like, and here's the thing about the running backs in this class, right? Like obviously with how devalued the running back position has gone, like this is actually like a very, very
Good
deep running
class.
back class.
Yeah.
Like the second round is a great place to need a running back
Yep.
this year. Like the two Ohio State guys,
Cam Scadabo, I'm sorry. I think he's going to be a dog.
we talking about dudes like is it Jarquez Hunter, Auburn running back? Is it Jarquez or
I
Jarquez?
have no
Lawson,
idea.
let me know. That guy would be a top five running back in basically any other class.
Caleb Johnson, he's a running back from Iowa who I think is also pretty good.
He could be great, yeah.
Omarion Hampton. I wonder what it'd be like if Genty wasn't in this draft class. I wonder how they would perceive it then. I
Well,
don't know.
what do you got with the NYT,
I mean,
NYJETS, Jets, Jets, Jets?
that's when I got Membo.
Yeah, makes sense. If for them, it was Membu or the guy who I went with. For me, it's Tyler Warren, just because I think they're going to try and like do something to kind of resuscitate. Like, if you get Warren, you get a great blocker, a sure-handed guy who's going to play for you for the next several years.
Yeah.
Frankly, like a great fantasy pickup.
You get a Travis Kelce 2.0, Brock Bowers type. Yeah, that's the way I see
And
it.
the Jets have an okay amount of picks, including in the second round, and I think there are some okay dudes that they could really pick up, including in the interior offensive line, where they could just make a move around. Because some of these interior guys have size that, like, worst comes to worst, if they got Joe Thuney them, they
Oh
can
no,
make the play.
I
Like,
just think that they need, if they sign Justin Fields, they're gonna be like, we need to protect Justin Fields and
no,
get.
I get that. I get that. I it was a different, but I think Warren is a more generational. Well, we say generational too much. Potentially elite guy.
Yeah.
The Rob Gronkowski comparisons, I don't think are, frankly. Another guy I think is honestly maybe even a better comparison is like in terms of passing game, like he's kind of closer to like Aaron Hernandez, which we can make comps for. It's
Tony
allowed.
Gonzalez?
Tony was a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I
It's
know.
hard
I
to,
know. That's
frankly,
why I think he's more
yeah.
like Kelce. That's why I see Kelce Brock Bowers a
But
little bit.
he's like compact. This
Yeah,
guy, and
yeah.
Kelce, if he takes a big hit, he's gonna lay down for a second and like
Just a.
sing Tortured Poets Society, whatever the
Yeah,
hell that album's called.
yeah.
Tyler Warren is built like a bowling ball, but he moves well and he catches well, and I like him a lot.
So who you got at eight?
Will Johnson.
I
A
have
guy who I
to.
thought fell for no reason. He's fallen for no reason.
You're
I think he's great.
you're gonna I get this is where I get interesting.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden, I hate.
Oh, reach.
No,
Reach. Reach.
and you know what? Shout out to Connor Hanna, one of the fellow listeners of Bad Takes in Boston. He kind of sold me on this yesterday. He sent me his mock draft, and he kind of made this good point that think about how much money they gave Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Like, think about how much money we're giving receivers now who aren't good.
Yeah.
And I think in a draft like this, you have talented guys at that position. And they're almost like getting quarterbacks on rookie deals. Like, he brought up that point to me. He goes, everyone needs a receiver. Why would you not draft a receiver for 4 years of control? And I was like, you know what? That's a really good point. And what do the Carolina Panthers need? Receivers. Then wide receiver one last year is 39 or is 38-year-old, or and this year is gonna be 39-year-old Adam Thielen. Like, come on.
Their defense is terrible, though. Their
Come on.
defense is
But
very,
I know,
very
but they
bad.
need some type of weapons. I think if they got a Matthew Golden, you go Golden, Thielen, Leggett. They have Javion Sanders
I
as a
think
tight
Leggett's going to
end.
take a
Who's the other
step
guy?
forward.
Coker
Jalen
that
Coker,
Jalen
yeah.
Coker who played great last year. I mean, you got some offense.
But I guess
And
what
then you
I'm.
go defense like second, third, fourth. I mean, I think there's a way. I think you go with an offensive if you have a top 10 pick, right? I don't think there's a defensive player that you just like plug in. The only one that I thought about for a second was like Mason Graham because he's still on the board for me. But I was like, they don't need that. That's not
No,
going
they
to make
definitely don't
them.
need that,
They don't
but
need that. So I'm like, go get a receiver, man. Go get a receiver.
this is a team that's also drafting for the very long-term future. And I think the way you do that is you take Will Johnson, you make him the other corner outside of J.C. Horn, and in a couple years, that is a potentially very good defense, a good secondary at least. They got Derrick Brown there still. I can't believe they moved on from Luvu. I know that's a couple years old, but like that's still a dumb decision in my eyes. I think this team, because their defense is bad. Their defense
Yeah,
is
they're. I
bad. Their
know. They're
defense is
not.
bad.
I
And they
know.
need, and Leggett can take a step forward. I don't know who their CB2 is. I can imagine it's some seventh round pick out of Temple or something. Bad. And I think truly, like it's not a flashy pick to take Will Johnson. It's not like people aren't gonna be screaming in the stadium, like going like nuts about it. But he's gonna be a great player. And I frankly think like he's easily like, because the thing about Hunter is that he's the best corner and the best receiver in some respect because of his ball skills, but he's not refined in anything. And Will Johnson is a refined corner. Carolina could do a lot worse than him at eight. I frankly thought like there was a time when the Giants were talking about getting him
So
potentially.
who do you got at nine?
Shadur,
To the Saints?
Mother effing Sanders.
I got Mason Graham. I think that at this point you
You're
just
dropping Shadur that far.
I think Mason Graham, best available player.
You
If
don't
you're the
think Kellen
Saints,
Mond's gonna go get his guy?
you mean Kellen Moore?
Kellen Moore's gonna go get his guy?
No, I don't think Shadur's his guy.
I don't
And
think he's
I
anyone's guy, really.
exactly that's what I'm saying. And I also think that if Shadur goes past nine, if he's not taken in the top 10, he's going to fall drastically. And I think that's what's going to happen. So give me Mason Graham at nine. I think the Saints just go best available player at that point.
I think Shadur Sanders is actually a pretty good landing spot for the Saints. And I flip that around. That's not English, but you know what I mean. He's become underrated. He has become underrated. I've now taken that position after like lambasting the idea. And I really don't think he'd be a good spot for the Giants. But the Saints, of all teams, cap hell. Cap, like the part where it's cold. They're in that part of hell in terms of their cap, you know. It's very bad. And getting a rookie quarterback who, let's be real, is the second best quarterback in this class, has great accuracy, has a pretty good arm, is pretty athletic, can make okay reads. I think in a Kellen Moore system, with Kellen Moore being like, I was once this quarterback who stat padded in college and did these crazy air raid offenses, and now you're going to be my baby. I think it makes sense.
I mean, I get it, but like, dude, they have no offensive
Yeah,
line.
no, I know they
They
don't. I know they
have
don't.
nobody. Like putting Shadur on the Saints, I think is a horrible option for him. As much as it's flashy, like it'll sell some tickets, but like, dude, they're gonna win four games maybe next year. And also, too, you still have Derek Carr. I don't know. I just don't think. I
Derek Carr
think.
is not the future.
Hear me out. Hear me out. If I'm the Saints, you know what I'm doing?
What?
I am sitting there going, I want to suck so bad this year that I potentially get Arch Manning.
That's a lot of teams. That's the Giants too.
But think
That's
about it. But think
yeah.
about it. Saints, his grandpa played there. That's where Archie Senior was at, bro. He was a Saint.
Yeah.
Just think of it that way. I don't know. That's my take.
It'll be interesting to see how long. Because I'll be honest
But you
too.
see the vision? You
I
see the
don't even think.
vision?
I agree, but I don't even think there's a part, big part of me now that doesn't even think Sanders is going to be there, which is unfortunately. We
Okay.
no one knows what's going to happen. Everybody, the BTB group will be in Chili's. If anyone wants to
Yeah.
come meet and greet at the Braintree,
Intrigue
Massachusetts Chili's, we will be signing autographs for any fans.
Number 10, I got Malachi Starks.
Oh, I disagree, but you can go ahead.
Who'd you have at 10?
Armand Membu.
Okay, so this is where we were off,
Yeah,
but
yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I think the Bears,
Bears gotta go O-line, man.
I
Caleb
know,
Williams is
but
running for his life, though.
no, I no, they, dude, they just got like three offensive linemen, dude.
Some of
They
them are
signed.
stinky.
I
No,
know, but
the O-line
they
are
didn't
just.
try. I don't think they're drafting a guy. I don't think that's the case. I think if you put Malachi Starks back there, and I think he is the best, and I'm talking was okay, outside Travis Hunter, from like just a defensive back standpoint, I think he is so well-rounded. He's going to be an absolute dog at safety. His ball skills, the way he's able to run with guys, I mean, dude, he's fast, he's athletic, he's long, and he has great ball skills. And that's what I want in my safety. That's what I want in my safety. And I think if you put him in the Chicago Bears, who already has a pretty decent secondary for the most part, like their defense wasn't bad last year. I think adding a guy like Starks, best available player at that point, is huge. Also, I think it'd be insane for them to reach on like a tackle. Like, who are they going to go at 10? You're telling me Kelvin Banks is going to go top 10? No.
I think he should. I think he can. I think he's a good enough player, but he is dropping a lot, and I agree. And I mean, I have him actually going like right outside the top 10.
I mean, I do too. I do too, but I'm just saying, I
Oh, do
just
you have
don't.
him going to the?
No.
Okay, well, I have him going to the Knives. Just rookie quarterback, running for his life. Couldn't the one thing that everyone said could happen with Caleb Williams? Not everyone. I did, but the one thing that people said was that if this man doesn't have good tackle play, he runs around and acts like he's still at Gonzaga prep, and he makes sometimes great plays and sometimes very bad plays.
Yeah.
And I think if you get Membu, you're saying like, okay, we're not doing this for next year, but we can at least have the guy the same idea. But I get like I get the idea, because I do think Jalen Walker, but he's an off-ball
So who?
linebacker,
No,
right?
you. This is. No, we're talking about 11 now. I have Malachi Starks at 10. At
Oh, I
11,
read your thing.
yes. 10, I have Malachi Starks. So 11, you have.
Kelvin Banks.
See, I have Jalen Walker. I think they need a linebacker. They just
The
got rid of Dre Greenlaw. He's now a Bronco.
Niners have had a history of having like a of good tackle play. That's what they built their Super Bowls off of.
It's
And
crazy how they've fallen off.
if you look at the other dudes that they have on that roster, I have it up some here in these like 500 tabs. It's bad. It is a bad offensive line outside of Trent Williams. And a lot of just draft picks that didn't work out. A lot of like oversigned free agents that like got way too much money. I don't know. I like Kelvin Banks a lot. I think there was honestly a good conversation to have for him being the second guy. I frankly think he is a little bit better than Armand Membu if I was looking at it from a GM perspective. But I see where you're coming from, and I don't disagree. It's the beauty of the draft. But Jalen Walker being an off-ball linebacker, I feel like is being devalued now.
I don't know. I just think the San Francisco 49ers have always been built defensively by their linebackers, and they don't got any right now.
Yeah.
And so I think they go Jalen Walker. And then now for my team, the Dallas
Well, actually, we
Cowboys
just got a
at 12.
mailbag. We just got a mailbag, actually,
From
about the
who?
Cowboys.
Who?
Actually, I don't know where Will, my buddy Will, is currently based. I'm going to say he's from Cambridge because I know he lived there at a period of time. Will from Cambridge asks, and he's a Cowboys fan, how will the Cowboys address their needs and reestablish NFC East dominance in this draft?
I
I think we have a
think,
similar idea of how to
well,
do that.
based,
Actually,
well,
no, we don't.
no,
Okay.
we don't. What's thrown me off is the way I have this draft rate going with Golden and Tim McMillan gone by the time Dallas is up at 12. You have to draft a wide receiver. I'm sorry. You have to draft a wide receiver. And I personally would have no problem with this pick because you know what? A year ago, we were saying that this guy was going to be the number one receiver in this class. And he's, I don't think he's fallen off. I think guys have just kind of ascended.
Overtaken him.
Yeah, they've kind of overtaken him. But give me Amika Uboka out of Ohio State. I think when it's all said and done, he might be the best wide receiver in this class. And people forget how good he is. And he kind of took a step back at Ohio State because I'm sorry, they had a generational prospect in Jeremiah Smith. But I would love this at 12. Pair that guy next to CeeDee Lamb, and let's get after it.
I'd like to issue an attraction. Will is currently based in DC. Will from DC. I don't disagree. Your option. I mean, if Kevontae Turpin takes like wide receiver snaps, then like you're in for another mid-year. I think though, and we have a different philosophy of what I think the problem with the Cowboys are, and I guess that as a fan from like an outside perspective, but if you let Shamar Stewart drop outside of you, especially like an A&M dude, like a nasty defensive lineman, which in the interior you guys have lacked for goodness, like I can't imagine the last like nasty interior defensive lineman the Cowboys had. Like you've had a lot of good edges, but like in terms of like interior, like it's been lacking. Shamar Stewart's that dude. Shamar, he's a little raw in certain aspects, but I love the way he gets after the pass rusher. And let me tell you, like having Mozzie Smith out there for like third and longs is not gonna be it. It's not gonna be the answer. You need someone who can get after, who could stop the run also, because that's another thing you guys get like killed on, and then you ask Dak to throw it like 40 times a game. I get why, because your options outside of CD are sorely lacking, which is I guess going down to like how sometimes you actually do draft pretty poorly, and you don't do free agency, which is odd.
Tell me about it.
But Shamar Stewart, if I'm Jerry, if I'm in Jerry's mind, his addled old mind, I would think Shamar Stewart's the best option. Texas guy, gotta keep
I'm
him in
being
his team.
honest with you, the way I see it is like people always talk about, remember how like when, go back like 5 years, right? When Alabama was winning all the chips, everyone was like, let's just draft Alabama players. Let's just draft teams who continue to win the national championship. And I'm in my head, I'm like, yeah, I would actually love that. I would love for Uboka to be a Cowboy. If I don't think this will happen, but let's say Josh Simmons, the tackle out of Ohio State, falls, I draft him. Third round, give me Travion Henderson. Give me three Ohio State guys. They just won the freaking Natty. And that's how I would start. Put in winners. I want to get winners. I'm tired of these like Tulsa guys, Oklahoma guys, guys who never, Boise State guys who have never won anything in their life. I want guys who are winners. And you know who a team that likes to draft winners, which I respect the hell out of, is the Detroit Lions. They draft guys who are winners, and they've done that
That's
ever
true.
since Dan Campbell's been a head coach. So
Ooh.
that's my take. But
I don't have them
anyway,
drafting a winner. I
to
have them
number
drafting loser.
13, who do you have the Dolphins picking?
Gross. Ready to get gross?
Sure.
Ready to get gross?
Hit me.
And let everyone's imagination, when I say this, let your imagination flutter with concepts and ideas. With the number 15, 13, with the number 13 pick, the Miami Dolphins select Ashton Jeanty, running back, Boise State. Imagine the concepts that maniac, that evil genius down in Miami could do with him.
Yeah, but he's not gonna beat it by 13, dude.
I think he is. I think
Okay.
people are disrespecting him. And I think people are looking, especially these teams who are drafting and are going to, and maybe one of them will. Maybe one of them will say, like as like the Saints, they're like, what we need is just get Ashton Jeanty, sell some tickets, Reggie Bush it for a bit. Maybe that's the answer. But if I'm looking at this in terms of all the other teams who I would draft, and then the Dolphins at 13 with their massive needs, but with the ability that they're for some reason really keeping it with Tua, and Tua or Tua's keeping it with them, whatever the option is. They need
Tua's
some.
fat. Tua's fat. Just wanted to say that. That's all I wanted to say. Continue.
Maybe. That's not the position of the parent company of BTV Enterprises, by the way. But imagine the pre-snap run around concepts. They could run this team. They run the ball at fantastic. Like people talk about Mike McDonald as like a passing coordinator, when in actuality, he runs the run game fantastically, almost better than like anyone in terms of just like pure X's and O's of anyone in the league. If they get him, he would elevate their offense to a degree where you don't need Tua to like be throwing the ball crazy downfield. You would bring Tua back to his Alabama days where you would just have like fantastic playmakers all around. Because let's be real, Ashton Jeanty is probably, in terms of pure talent, I would put him a little above Abdul Carter, right below Travis Hunter.
Why would they draft him when you have Devon Achane? Like, he's a dog, dude.
Two heads. Two heads of the snake.
Okay. I mean, I get it, but like, I
They were
just
doing it
don't.
with Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert's going to be
There's
old and
no
gone
way you're
soon.
comparing this guy to Raheem
I'm
Mostert.
not comparing him to Raheem Mostert. I'm saying they'll use him in a similar way as like
But
a
he's
kind of
not meant to
undersized.
be a gadget guy. He's meant to be, give me the ball
Yeah.
30 times
And I'm not even
and
saying it
run.
would be, I'm saying they've used two running backs in the past to high success.
I just don't think. I mean, I see what you're saying. I don't like it. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't like it. I have Kelvin Banks. I have them getting a tackle because they don't have a tackle because their left tackle Armstead, I think that's his name, just retired.
Yeah,
They
but
have no offensive
they're a
line.
team moving with such little momentum that I think a Jeanty pick would be like this would it would be
Okay.
similar to the Lions getting Jahmyr Gibbs. People would question it, And then, but it would be a guy getting his guy. And you got to
Okay.
think about it as McDaniel getting his dude, because he probably looks at Jonte clips and probably watches him for hours, just sitting there at 4 a.m., just like doing what he does.
So at 14, I have the Colts going Kyler Warren.
Well, I had him already, but
Yeah.
that's not a bad option. I mean, he's a lot different than Mo Alie-Cox.
Yes, 100%.
I have him getting Jalen Walker. I think they're building that defense. I think they're figuring it out on offense. They're definitely not gonna, you know. They theoretically, if the quarterback position works out, they think they have their offense,
Okay.
right? They're liking Alec Pierce now. I think Daniel Jones is gonna start for them. We'll get into that at some point. I totally think he is, by the way. I totally think he's gonna start. Jalen Walker, keep building that D line. You know, you get Laiatu out there. It should be a good pass rush. I think they're just thinking like best available in that situation. Jalen Walker is by
Okay.
far the best available.
Okay. At 15, I think this guy like screams Atlanta Falcon, Mike Green.
Yeah, I mean, I have him going slightly later
But you see
because,
the
yeah,
vision?
I totally see the vision. I definitely think it's defense. I had Jhadae Barron.
Okay. I have him going a couple picks later too. So yeah. Okay.
Very similar
All
comp to
right.
Will Johnson, you know, nothing crazy about it.
Cardinals, I got Shamar Stewart going here at 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's a similar idea. Mykel Williams for me,
Okay, okay,
Georgia.
okay.
They just need to, like, Chop Robinson was, like, out all last year. I think they're hoping he can come and have, like, a big year this year. Put a Mykel Williams to the other side. It takes a little bit less of the pressure because that defensive line is just bad, 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 bad. Has been for a long time. Their defense in general is lacking. Although I do think that Gannon could put it together. I think he could put it together. And I think he thinks, like, if I just build this defense and then focus on Kyler Murray and getting him where he needs to go with, obviously, like, Marvin Harrison Jr., they could go somewhere. They could go somewhere. I don't know where. Somewhere,
So
maybe.
who do you got at 17 for the Bengals?
Mike Green.
Ah, I have Jahad Campbell.
I think, and this is a criticism of your draft, but maybe it's not of your philosophy, and maybe it's wrong. And not in terms of a criticism that I disagree with on a fundamental level, but where I think the league is that I think off the ball linebackers are severely undervalued right now. And because of that, I think some of these edge safety, even corner. Granted, I do have Jahad Campbell going a couple picks later, so it's not that much different. But off the ball linebackers are getting severely hit right now
But you know
in a
why
similar way to
the
running
so
backs.
you know why I like did this
Campbell,
pick
why?
is be or why I have the Bengals doing this because it's the Bengals.
See,
Every
that's why I had them getting Mike
you see
Green.
what I'm saying though?
Yeah.
Because like it was crazy because I when I went to the Falcons at 15, I was like, Mike Green or Jahad Campbell. And then I was like, nope, the Bengals I bet will draft him. Like that like because the way Cincinnati is, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like it just makes the most sense that they would draft an undervalued position at this point. At 18, this is
Well,
where
can I say this about Mike Green for the
okay,
Bengals? I have him going there for a similar reason. Put Mike Green on the other side of Trey Hendrickson. And we all know the Bengals aren't against drafting a guy with a past.
I
They're
know,
not. They're
yeah.
philosophically not against drafting a guy who has issues. So, and Mike Green's probably the best guy in the class with issues. And I think they would look at it as like, if we get this elite pass rush down, we can handle it. But okay.
So then at 18, this is
Yeah.
where I get a little cheeky, for lack of better words.
Mine's not cheeky. Get in there.
So yeah, I'm going to say Will Johnson. Will Johnson is who I have. I have Will Johnson at 18 to Seattle. I think he falls that far.
Oh, see, I think that's too much of a drop for him. I think that he's such a talented player, he can't drop to 18.
I just see him falling. No one's talking about him. I just see it happen.
I
I
got
just see it
Josh
happen.
Simmons, tackle Ohio State. Charles Cross has not been what he's meant to be, what he was supposed to be for the Seahawks. That O-line in general is just severely lacking. They haven't had a good O-line in a long time, and I think they're going to want to bring another tackle in. For the perspective of, okay, you have Sam Darnold now. He just came back to the team that had probably the best tackle duo in the NFL. Let's keep that going because if this guy gets protection, he could theoretically do things. And that's the image you get with Sam Darnold taking him on a 3 year deal. I think they got to go tackle here. I think they have to go tackle.
Okay. What do you got at 19?
I got Malachi Starks for the Buccaneers. Their defense is very unphysical. especially in the secondary. I hated watching them play last year. I think Malachi Starks can do a lot to fix that.
Okay. I have, that's where I have Jahdae Barron go.
And I have Jihad Campbell going to the Broncos. Sean Payton guy. Makes sense.
Wait, who'd you have?
Jihad Campbell.
Ah, okay. This is where I got greasy. I
Yeah.
got Amari'n Hampton.
You think he's go? I think he's a second round guy.
I do too,
I think he's a
but you
second
know
round guy.
why? I think the Broncos have this thing of drafting UNC running backs,
Yeah.
and considering they have no running back right now, why not?
Fair.
Also, with like the way my draft's gone, like you'll hear when I got rest. The Broncos aren't going to draft any of these guys. I think they go Amari'n Hampton. Now, this is my
Yeah, let's get fun.
number 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Shadur.
They would love that. I don't think it's happening, but they
I
would love
would
that.
buy. Listen, I'm gonna let you everyone know. Wherever Shadur goes, even if it's to the Giants, I will be buying a Shadur Sanders jersey.
Yeah.
Yes,
That's interesting.
like automatic,
Automatic.
automatic, like no hesitation. He can go to like any team. I don't care. The only team I wouldn't do this because I hate this team more than anybody is the Eagles. If he went to the Eagles,
He
which
wouldn't go to the
I
Eagles.
know, right? But I'm just saying, if he went to the Eagles, I wouldn't buy his jersey. Any other team, that's my guy.
I got Jackson Dart here.
At 21,
Because we all know the Steelers can't get out of here
I
without
think
him.
it's gonna be. I think at that point, if we're going like the third quarterback, I think it'll
Yeah.
be Milroe. I think
So
it's gonna be
I see that. I see that. And in my second round, we could talk about that. I don't, and this was the one pick that I took off my if I'm the GM hat on and just did what I think will happen. And I think there are better quarterbacks in this draft than Jackson Dart. I think there are more pro-ready guys who I think will transcend into the NFL better, who play in less goofy offenses, who have theoretically more to offer, whether it's in their athleticism or in their passing ability. But I think Tomlin's like low floor. He's young, or I should, yeah, low floor. Maybe not the craziest ceiling. Maybe not a Jalen Milroe ceiling. But at the same time, they're a team that likes to be relatively conservative, get their 9-7, go to the playoffs, lose in the first round. Jackson Dart will do that for you. They did it with Kenny Pickett. I think it's what's just going to happen because Jalen Milroe, I think, has a chance of making this team win 5 games, or he has a chance of making them win 12. But I think that the Steelers are a careful organization who drafts guys carefully. And that's why I think they're going to go Jackson Dart. And I frankly think it'll be the wrong choice, but I see that too.
Okay, so who do you have going to the Chargers?
I kind of spoiled it already, but Colston Loveland. He's got problems,
I
but
don't
I
hate
think in
that.
terms of an offensive tight end, like in terms of a comp, and I'm not talking about like how he played in the
He's also a
NFL,
Jim Harbaugh guy.
Jim Harbaugh guy for sure.
Yeah.
And he reminds me of O.J. Howard coming out of Alabama. Not an
Ew.
amazing blocker, not an amazing physical guy, gets kind of lit up by some good corners, but soft hands. Big, he can run around, catch the ball, he can get yards after the catch. He took a step back, and you don't like to see it when guys take a step back in, production. But then again, it was like Will Walker and Alex Orji throwing him the ball.
Also,
So we
too,
would all take a step
I
back
mean, I
then.
get that, but at this point, if I'm the Chargers and this cat's there, you gotta go Luther Burden. I'm sorry. Whoever drafts him is gonna get a dog. I can't believe he's not gonna be a first round pick.
But Luther doesn't interview well. I bet Colston Loveland walks into that room with Jim Harbaugh and they're just chopping it up, talking about Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I
Like,
know, but you gotta get a receiver there. I think matching him up outside of with Ladd McConkey, holy cow.
oh, yeah.
That would be awesome. That'd be absolutely awesome. But I see your vision. I trust me. I went back and forth with that, but I was
Yeah.
like, I don't see two tight ends going in the first round. Who do you got at 23?
Packers, Marcus Golden.
Okay, I have James Pierce Jr.
Ooh.
Because
Yeah.
that was a
He
guy that
bounced around for me for
he
a
was
while.
supposed to be a top five pick.
He was supposed to be the first pick. He
Yeah.
was supposed to be the first overall pick. I remember people would like mock the Giants to be have the first overall pick, and he'd be taking James Pierce. Like that was like a very common thing before, the actual season happened.
I mean, everyone said he didn't like interview well and like
Probably didn't.
whatever,
Probably
but
didn't.
I think if you put him in Green Bay, yeah, he'll be all right in Green Bay.
I think they're just lacking in terms of the wide receivers up there. I think they want guys to step up who haven't. Like they're letting Bo Melton take a decent amount of snaps last year, and he was a sixth round guy from Rutgers, who I liked, but just truly is not going to probably be like any sort of dude for them. Go out, get one of the better receivers out there. He's fast. He's a little bit more physical than like Xavier Worthy was last year. Also not as fast, but everyone in this part of the round has trade-offs. I just think it's a good fit for them. Let's get Jordan Love, some more passing titles.
I
I
see
feel
it.
it. I feel it.
At 24,
Yeah.
I have Walter Nolan. I think the Vikings just have a better defense. They just keep adding to it.
I have a different interpretation of Walter Nolan. I actually have him going way further back. I don't think he's really a first round guy. I got really deep in the D line comparisons for this, because at this point in the draft, I genuinely like these dudes. I didn't know how to compare them to each other, because it's like, how do you compare the guy who I ended up taking here, which was, I believe, yeah, it was Derek Harmon out of Oregon versus Walter Nolan. And the reason why I said this is because Derek Harmon's a more complete product right now, and Walter Nolan was the number one pick
Recruit.
draft recruit in the nation,
Former Aggie.
former Aggie. Walter Nolan could be good for what he provides in terms of the fact that like he's large, he's physical, but
That's
I'm
why I think
sorry.
the Vikings are. I think about the Vikings, what they
Yeah.
have on the defensive line. I think you put them in with what they got, and I
Yeah.
think he makes them as a whole, as a unit, a lot better.
But when I compare him to Derek Harmon, who plays the same position, he's just as big, had a significantly better RAF. Slightly less production, but then again, there was a lot more dudes on that Oregon defense than there was on the Ole Miss defense. And if I see there's one phrase, if I see in your scouting report, I automatically am like not a big fan of you coming into the draft process as a defensive lineman. And that's, if you don't use your hands, I am kind of not into you. And the one thing with Walter Nolan, and there's a couple other dudes, including like Alfred Collins, who also had this problem, is if your scouting report includes the fact that you were just shoving your body at dudes, and they go to Vanderbilt and they're obviously way stronger, way less strong and smaller than you, and you just beat them with that, that is not going to work in the NFL. Derek Harmon has a great use of his hands, and that's why I took him.
Okay. Who do you got the Texans drafting? I have them going Josh Simmons because they need an offensive lineman. Like they just going best available offensive lineman
I have the
off
same
like.
idea. I already had Josh Simmons go because I actually think he's great. I have Gray Zabel go
Oh,
to State.
okay.
You lose
Yeah.
Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
You put a lot of time and effort into them. Gray Zabel is kind of very similar comp to Kenyon Green. Frankly, a little bit better in the pass blocking, a little bit less raw. But then again, the obviously the level of competition is always going to be an issue when you talk about North Dakota State. But I think when you get offensive linemen from these high-end FCS schools, it's less of a carryover because they're just massive. They're
Yeah.
just massive dudes. I don't know if you saw the video of when North Dakota State went to the White House. And Trump was like, "Who's your best player? Who's your best player?" And they all pointed to Gray Zabel. And here comes out this like mammoth of a man whose parents immigrated to North Dakota from like Hungary and Sweden. And he's just like, you know, even drinking his milk and eating his steak. And you're like, that guy's gonna be good in the NFL. That
Okay.
guy's gonna be good in the NFL.
I got the Rams going Nick Skrouten because they do love their A&M guys.
That's a good call. That's a good call. I did a little bit of like a I love this guy pick here,
Okay,
and I don't know if they're going to do this, but I got Tyler Booker from Alabama,
Oh,
and
wow.
I think
I don't
he's
even have him
great.
in my first round.
I think he's so good. I
Okay.
think he's such like a plug and play guy. I think just, the fact that he's a guard, and there have been times where he like struggles slightly in certain pass blocking situations. He played on a pretty bad Alabama offensive line for a while, was their best offensive lineman.
By far.
I think he's nasty. I think if you get him in like a good coaching system, which I believe the Rams have, and they're just so sorely lacking at the offensive line position. They're sorely lacking. I think they need it.
Ravens.
Kenneth Grant, Michigan.
Okay, I have him going a little further down, but
Yes.
I don't know how to say his last name, but Donovan Ezeraku, edge out of Boston College.
I think it's Izuriak Izuraku
No, sorry
Izuriku.
if I'm butchering that,
That's fine.
but
That's
also
fine.
too, same reason I did this with the Rams. The Ravens love their BC guys
Yeah,
for
they
whatever
do.
reason.
They do.
They love their BC guys, make that defense even better.
I love Donovan. I think he could be a great player.
Yeah.
He's a little undersized, but I think he could be fantastic.
Lions.
Well, Kenneth Grant, I want to talk about Kenneth Grant
Okay.
for a second. I like him a ton. That was a nasty defensive line with him and Mason Graham. He's a lot more. He's similar to Walter Nolan. in terms of the rawness, in terms of the fact that he could be a little like influid in his hips, his first step isn't fantastic. But he uses his hands. He's nasty. I like him. I think that's a Baltimore guy.
Okay.
I think it's a Baltimore guy. I wouldn't be sure. He's athletic enough where I wouldn't be shocked to see him throw him a fullback. Good player. I got the Lions taking James Pierce. I
Okay,
think that's a Dan
I
Campbell
have the
pick.
Lions getting Mykal Williams.
I could totally see Dan Campbell having the Deion Sanders role with himself, where he's like, if I'm drafting a quarterback, I want him to be a leader of men, text his mom every night, you know, one girlfriend he's been dating for 8 years, offensive lineman, he's already married, you know, good guy, calls his grandma every night. And I bet with, you know, defensive ends, he's like, criminal record, like fights dudes all the time, nasty motherfucker. Like James Pierce, maybe doesn't interview well. Maybe he's a little bit of a jerk. He's a defensive end.
Maybe he's a little bit of a jerk.
Tell
Okay.
him to go after the quarterback and kill him. And frankly, some of the best defensive ends ever. We're talking like, you know, some of my favorite dudes of all time in terms of football players, Lawrence Taylor, Lyle Alzado, freaks of nature who just wanted to kill the quarterback. James Pierce, he's not necessarily like in terms of like that big bruising mentality, but in terms of athleticism, he could potentially be very, very elite. Definitely his falling is going to make a team like the Lions or even the Eagles very, very happy.
So now that we're going to 29 with the Commanders. I have Trey Amos. I think this is they need a cornerback. And yeah, I think that's where they're taking at 29.
See, I got Igbuka here
Okay.
because I think like,
They
let's
just
just
got
keep the
Debo.
train. Let's just keep.
They just got Debo. Why would they get another receiver?
Because let's draft for strength. I think they're thinking draft for strength there because they put a lot in their own line. Their defense obviously still needs some work. I could totally see them going defense here, but if I'm them right now, if I'm getting excited for the Commanders, I'm going all in on that. I think Dan Quinn's into that idea. I think like let's give Jaden Daniels as many like he, let's make him not run the ball anymore. Let's just let him like throw the ball. And I think
Okay.
if we get like three potentially elite dudes, that could be huge.
I'm gonna go with the Bills now. Siobhan Revelle, cornerback at East Carolina. I
I
think
think he's good. I think he's
from
good.
an intangible perspective, the Bills need a corner, and he's the best one
He
available
is
at this
coming off an
point.
ACL though,
I
and
don't
that scared me
care.
about
I
him.
don't care. He's really good.
Yeah, no, I trust me. It was between him and Hairston. I have them going Hairston.
Also love his story.
Yes,
Yeah.
I think Hairston is definitely a lot less. He's got problems. He's for sure got problems. He's a liability in the run game. He's not a great tackler, but in terms of like just play 7-on-7 ball, match a dude up. Probably one of the most pro-ready guys there. And he doesn't have the injury history of Siobhan Revelle, so I had to take that into consideration. I think the Bills will bulk him up. I think they'll get him a little more in the tackling drills. I think they'll make him a nasty Buffalo guy, and I think it would be a good fit for him.
Okay. KC, that's where I got Gray Zabel. I think if he's there at 31, the Chiefs are going to take him.
I got
He
Ja.
creams Chiefs to me.
To me, I actually had to go specifically tackle here. Because the Joe Thunia tackle
Yeah.
just didn't work, potentially cost him a Super Bowl. Josh Connerly, definitely the best tackle available here. Was great at the Senior Bowl outside of one play where Mike Gray, Green ate his lunch. Fantastic, frankly, made Dylan Gabriel look a lot better this year because Josh Connerly is just a super athletic guy. Obviously, he's got to work on the power moves because Mike Green just lit him up by just rushing through him one time. Frankly. And that is a sidebar, but if you're doing a one-on-one and the defensive end is just like rushing through you, especially in like that type of situation, it's a little low class. It's a little low class for
In my
sure.
head, I'm like, that's never gonna happen in the game.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
not that that just doesn't happen. And that's why I think Josh Connerly, I think he'll be a steal here. And frankly, it'll really annoy the league when the Chiefs offensive line is back to like fully moving again.
Who do you got? Eagles to clear to wrap it up.
Donovan Aziriaku.
Okay. I got
Yeah.
Kenneth Grant here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, you know, Aziriaku is good. He's got a lot of potential. I think they'll bulk him up. They don't need a great rusher. They don't need anything, the Eagles. They really don't need anything. I think they'll take a guy based off potential. I think Aziriaku has the potential. And yeah, that's kind of it.
Wow, went all the way through it.
Here, I'll just I
Is there
need
anyone you really like going to talk about? Like,
I'm going to just say the whole thing.
don't say your whole thing. I'm not gonna say my whole thing again.
No,
Everyone's gonna memorize it.
I'm gonna list the second round and you're gonna jump in.
I'm not good, but I haven't. I didn't do a second round mock.
No, I know, but like I wanna talk about this.
But who do you want to talk about?
Okay. All right. I'll go through this and talk about interesting ones. I got Jalen Milroe going to the Browns at
I think he's
33.
going to be a Brown or a Steeler. I want to say that
Yeah.
out now. My sources have been telling me that as well.
Jalen Milroe is going to go early in the second round.
Yes.
It's for sure going to happen. And frankly, it's terrible. I think it's awful for him because I think going in the second round means teams are not going to invest in him. They're not going to put time in him. They're not going to look at him as a valuable asset. And I think that's awful. And I really hope Jalen Milroe does well in the NFL. Because I frankly think he could totally go to the Giants. I don't think he will because I think the Browns are going to automatically be like, we need to take him. But I think him being there is totally available. Then just for my Giants fans, I got Donovan Jackson. Big fan of him. He plays guard, is big enough to play tackle. I think we need someone like that. I think we need someone with versatility where if Andrew Thomas goes down, you could take him and move him from guard, bring Greg Van Roten back in or whatever they can play so we don't have to have this Evan Neal nightmare continue for us. And then I got Luther Burden going to the Titans. I'll skip a couple. Mario Hampton going to the Raiders. Siobhan Revelle to the Pats. Nick Scorton's going to be a Saint. I had Walter Nolan drop all the way down to 41. Cowboys, Tre'Davion Henderson, 44. I think that's how you build it back. I think
Yep.
if you take one of those Ohio State guys in the second round, I think that's how you build it back. Azaria Thomas, I think you double up on corners here for the Cardinals because truly, I think they just got to build that defense. Tate Ratledge, huge fan of him, guard from Georgia. He has injury history, but like he's huge and frankly could play tackle if you want him to in the Seahawks. Jack Beck. Huge fan of Jack Beck. Huge fan of Jack Beck. People don't know this. He was a teammate with Malik Nabers and started over him and got more catches and more yards with him at LSU. He's actually like good buddies with Malik Nabers. He's obviously not the most athletically gifted guy ever because he's a second round pick. But in terms of running routes perfectly, being where he needs to be, and showing like good athleticism where he needs to go, frankly, like a slower. I don't want to just compare him to another white guy, but like Ladd McConkey comes to mind. I apologize for that lame brain comparison. And then in terms of other interesting guys I want to talk to, Princely Uman, I can't say this guy's name for the life of me. Princely Uman Mielen is going to be a Panther because I think he's another guy similar to Walter Nolan who's got like a lot of issues, specifically with his hands, but gets after the makes tackles for loss like crazy, makes negative plays like crazy, has a great potential, and I think the Panthers need to bill off those people a ton. And then with one pick in the third round that I did for
Say
like
who you had
three
the Giants
drafts,
getting. Say who you had the sign. I see it.
yeah. Don't worry, don't worry. We're getting there. I got the Giants taking in the third round Tyler Shough with a 64th overall pick.
You just want that one to marinate a little bit.
No, I'll defend that pick. I frankly think Tyler Shough's a better quarterback than Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe. But I don't
I
think
didn't really want to argue with
society,
you.
I don't think society agrees.
I don't.
Pro-ready offense. Multiple GMs and Todd McShay, who let's be real, some personalities are stupid. Todd McShay is not a moron. Called him the best pure passer in this class. The man ran a 4.640. He has battled through adversity. He makes bad decisions, sure. He has injury history, sure. But he is mature. He knows how to run pro system because, like Jackson Dart, right? That's why I said I took off my GM hat and did my what I think will happen because Jackson Dart played in the Looney Tunes offense where he never had to make a single read. Guys, the only way it could have been worse is if he was in Hypo Land out in Knoxville. The Louisville offense will translate better. And when Tyler Shough is good in the preseason, similar to like in a less goofy way than Joe Milton was last year, people are going to understand, like, oh man, this could actually be a dude. This could actually be a
We'll
dude.
see. We'll see. Who else? Anyone else you got that pressing?
Fun one, Alika Yuminor to the Chiefs. That's going to be unfortunate. Omar Norman Lott for the Patriots. I like him. I think he's good. Also, a guy who has issues with his hands, but it's a third round pick. He's got great potential. And wow, I actually did a lot more of this than I thought I did. And Billy Bowman to the safety to the Seahawks. He actually played a little more linebacker, but I guess he's playing safety now. He's a real gritty guy. I like him.
Well,
That's all the interesting ones I got.
think of it this way. Jack pretty much did three rounds. I did one. But I mean, that's our draft preview. I kind of want to hear people's thoughts on this. The episode's going to coming out today, obviously. Drafts in 2 days, Jack. We're like I said, we're going to be at the Braintree, Massachusetts Chili's. So, if you want to, if anyone does show up, I'll buy you a triple dipper.
Yeah.
Why
And
not?
it's a beautiful Chili's, guys. That's why you love living in Boston. You know, the train takes you right there. You can get as drunk as you want, and you just
Get
get
right back
back on
on
the
the train.
train and you go home. It's a beautiful thing.
Jack, any more thoughts?
No, I just wanted to say thank you all for listening. For those of you who listen, you're great, amazing people. We do it for the 20, 40, sometimes 60 of you who listen. And I gotta say, it's a huge shout out. Also, someone asked me the other day, they're like, why did you do the shout outs? And it's like, well, I'll tell you. It's because sometimes when I shout people out, they text me and they're like, yo, I heard you say me in the pod. That's awesome. Sometimes when I shout people out, they don't do that. And it makes me realize, oh,
I shouldn't have shouted them
they're
out.
not my friend. So if I shout you out, just know this is a constant test of our friendships at all times. Tomas, any closing thoughts here?
Well, not much, Jack. All I gotta say is thank you to all our listeners. We're Bad Takes in Boston, and this was our 2025 NFL Draft Preview.